Some news coming up at 9 right now. Let's go to Nashville, Tennessee. Kevin Dahlman with Minnesota Farm Bureau joining us this morning. Kevin, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Interesting, as we have like 35 degrees down here. They've had a little ice and snow, and they are literally closing school.
Oh, no,
no
way.
Different than what we would do in central Minnesota, that is for sure.
Well, they get a little antsy in the pants when they see just a little freezing rain or some snow, don't they, it seems like?
They definitely do not know how to handle it like we do.
Well, Kevin, a little background on yourself for our listeners this morning.
Okay, my name is Kevin Dahlman. I'm the president of Wright County Farm Bureau. My wife and I and my brothers, we farm north of Cokato. We have a seed corn and seed soybean operation. I'm married and have two adult grown kids, both who are involved in agriculture.
So, Kevin, where was your start in Farm Bureau? Where did this all begin for you and your family?
Well, I've been a Farm Bureau member for many years, primarily through the insurance, but quite recently I've gotten more involved in some of the grassroots policy and leadership development part. So within the last 5 to 10 years is when I've become involved. And probably 3-4 years ago is when I became on the board of Wright County Farm Bureau, and a few years ago elected as its president.
You mentioned policy, Kevin, and being involved in that aspect. And for some folks, they may say, oh, Joe, that's where my red flag goes up. That's where I stop. But to be involved and have your kind of feet in the fire, it goes a long way where you can have that input and that voice. It's a real big deal, isn't it?
Well, Farm Bureau is a very staunch grassroots organization. All the policy starts at the county level, goes to the state, and then eventually to national and American. So we can clearly be proud of any of the stances and the positions that Farm Bureau takes is because it starts at the farmer level. It is certainly not scary. We want to make sure that we represent what the truly grassroots farmers believe in and want.
We hear a lot of the national issues and even the state issues. How do some of these issues been affecting yourself, Kevin, individually? Is some of this having a firsthand effect on you and your farm and your family? Or?
Well, certainly as we look at national issues, the Farm Bill is going to be rewritten in 2018 here. So we want to make sure that all our interests are represented there and that we get a good, solid, comprehensive bill. Certainly on the state level, water quality, buffers, those things are very important to everybody on the grassroots level, and we want to make sure that our voice is represented when any policy is developed on the local, state, or national level.
Kevin Dahlman joining us, a Farm Bureau member in Nashville for the American Farm Bureau Federation 99th Annual Convention. And Kevin, I know things began back on Friday. Any highlights over the weekend at convention for you?
So, well, they certainly have a wealth of workshops here, Joel. I've been able to attend many workshops concerning membership, concerning the Farm Bill, concerning farm policy. I just recently attended two of them on GMOs. My wife attended one with Women in Agriculture this morning. And then we've been able to also listen to the Farm Bureau Discuss and Meet competitions, Excellence in Agriculture competitions. Minnesota is proud that one of our Winona County Farm Bureau members, it's a husband-wife team, are actually advancing in an excellence in achievement in agriculture. So we certainly have that. This afternoon we get to hear Reba McIntyre. And tonight we'll be going to the Grand Ole Opry. So we get a little culture on the side of it, too.
Now, Kevin, finally, why did you feel it's important to go to a national convention? It's been kind of one of my messages to be more visible, me be more vocal, no matter how far or how much a person can be in agriculture. And you kind of have to put your regular day-to-day life on hold to go to one of these conventions. But obviously, you see a lot of importance in doing so, right?
Oh, very much so. Certainly, things are a whole lot different in other parts of the state and the nation than they are in Wright County, Stearns County, central Minnesota. So it's interesting to hear how people from Florida, how people from Arizona, how people from California, Maine, all over the state, how they are doing things. And I've already picked up ideas of how people do things in other parts of the nation that I can bring back to us in central Minnesota. So that's why it's important to reach out, attend events like this, because we can bring back ideas that will work for us at our local county level.
Well, Kevin, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. Thanks again for calling us back here in central Minnesota. Have yourself a great rest of your convention, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and good luck to everybody back in central Minnesota.
Hey, sounds good. Have a good day. Kevin Dahlman joining us here this morning here on CASM Radio from that Dassel-Colcato area, attending the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in Nashville, Tennessee, 99 years.